HKX Mobile.
Monday evening, N6CLX.
I hope you had a good day.
Hey, good day. It's going to be interesting tomorrow. I got to go help out a potential customer with an application. I gotta be on an airplane at 5:30 in the morning.
Sound like fun?
Up to Illinois. But central Illinois, Springfield, the capital. And the closest place to fly in, can you figure this out? The capital of Illinois, you can't fly into. The best place to fly into is St. Louis.
State.
Yep. Got to fly into St. Louis, rent a car, drive an hour and a half.
Sense at all, does it?
So, in that capital there, the powerhouse is coming out of Chicago, running that state, and the rest of the guys that are all farmers, well, they're just kind of flyover territory. I don't know. It's so funny.
That big airport that close by, though, I guess that's the reason why. I don't know.
Chicago's 3 hours away. It's faster to fly into a different state. Go figure that one out.
The St. Louis, when I went and picked this tool truck up, that's where we flew into.
I bet that was a fun drive in a truck, no less.
Flew up there together, and it just so happened he was buying a truck in St. Louis. We picked it up and then drove it down to pick mine up, and then we come back together.
The trail of hotels and restaurants behind you there that were like, man, never again want those guys.
No motels whatsoever. We flew in, got in the Uber to go pick the truck up, got in the truck, went and picked mine up, and then drove straight home.
10-hour drive.
How long it took, but it was 2 days traveling.
Well, I'm catching that early flight out to Atlanta, and then I'll be in St. Louis at 9 in the morning. Hopefully it's more like a time machine. I'll fall asleep on the plane and wake up in a different place.
The St. Louis isn't bad at all out of Greenville. That's where we flew out of Greenville to St. Louis, and it was just a matter of, it seemed like minutes, but I know it was about an hour long at least, so it really wasn't that bad other than being cramped up and screaming kids and having to wear a mask where you could barely breathe anyway.
I'm making a stopover in Atlanta, so 20-minute flight to Atlanta, wake up, find my next gate, go back to sleep.
Went up there to help somebody with an application.
Pretty interesting. The engineering company has got the contract to redo the inside of the Illinois State Capitol, and they need some fans to blow air across the windows to keep them from condensing up, you know, to have all the moisture on them.
That's probably going to be a lot of fans, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd do it anyway, but they're paying for my travel up, and The first round will be about 120 fans, and then that's just one wing and one floor of the Capitol building.
Like I said, that'll be a lot of fans.
Just to keep the windows from getting all that condensation on them in the wintertime, so they're heating the air with a coil with hot water, blowing the air through the coil across the windows. Turns out our fans are going to work pretty good, but this guy's under some serious pressure, and he just can't get the contractors to do what needs to be done, and so he says, any chance he can come up? I've been helping me so much so far. We can get this taken care of.
Outside of that realm of that contractor's ability.
But you, to give you a perspective of the contractor, it got slowed down by 6 weeks because the first hot water heater got ruined because they left it down in a basement filled with water, an unheated basement, in the winter, this past winter. You can figure out what happened to it. So, anyway, he's just trying to get his prototypes to work. In the meantime, we're just going to look at the rest of the project and get it all straightened out.
Get it straightened up. Probably once you get up there and get somebody actually knows what's going on both sides, it'd be a fairly easy fix, hopefully.
Engineer, who's the engineering company there, the architect, and this, the guy I'm working with is his engineer, so they're not even going to be buying it. It's going to be the contractor, but they're the guys specifying it, so we'll take care of it.
The only time you have to go up there is this, you get this whole project.
Flying up there this week. Next week, flying out to San Diego. We've got a show we planned on doing. It's the first time we've done this show. That's a two-day show. And then I'll stay out there and see my mom and my brother. Come back the Monday after. It's on a red eye. Well, it's not really a red eye. Get home at after midnight. And then the big bosses are in town that when I get back, and if the plan holds, we go up, fly up to Chicago to a Walker show. It's a crazy 2-3 weeks here.
It's going to be jet setting all over the country.
And when all the stuff starts happening. Then it'll slow down a little bit in summer, and then it'll speed back up in fall. And then winter, dead.
I hope it follows that pattern. For sure, and you can make good this year.
I've already booked a couple service appointments. I got to go out and do service again in LA in the third week of August, and I've got a service, a PO for service up in Detroit, but I haven't sent them an email to try to get it nailed down and date because of all this going on.
On any of those trips?
I'm out to California. I'll take her on both. And, go see my 97-year-old mother. You gotta make a showing, otherwise she forgets who you are.
KO4 HKX. If you get out that close, you need to go by anyway. You never know how many times you'll be able to do that.
Next Friday. Yeah, I experienced that with my dad back in 2002, so making the best of it here.
Been up to other than work.
Put my hands on that radio I've been trying to rebuild last night. Not that I got anywhere, but at least I put my hands on it, looked at it, tried to do a couple things. So I'm getting there. I'm getting back into the swing of things. But mainly we're decluttering the house, a.k.a. the garbage can is filled every week. It's been so long that my wife looked at me and she said, look, this house is starting to make us look like hoarders. We got to do something about this.
How quickly and easily that happens, isn't it?
The bonus room is my entertainment center, big TV and everything. My desk was up there when I was working out of the house. And that's in the 2 years since I'm not working there, it's become, where do we put this? I put it there. And it's mainly my junk. And it's usually stuff that no one wants to deal with. It just gets thrown in there, literally. And we haven't even started that room yet. I'm not looking forward to it.
I've got one of those myself, and it catches a lot of stuff for the business that I'll get to it in a little bit, or get to it about tomorrow or the next day, and just end up not getting back to it, and I don't know. Just I'm gonna have to go do it through and do the same thing. So don't feel like you're alone.
Bonfire just for paid bills. I've been stacking them up there for who knows how long now. They're all over the place, and then financial statements. And I should just say go for it and say paperless because man, it's like a mountain.
I mean, I've got 8 years of business receipts stacked up in my room, in boxes. They're neatly stacked in boxes, but I'm going to have to start getting rid of some of them. I know you're supposed to keep 7 years, so the 8th year is going to be gone this year.
I finished our taxes over the weekend and filed them last week, but it was all accepted, and so I printed it all out. Took all the tax printouts from 22 and stuck them on the desk on top of the printouts from 21.
You know right where they're at.
Swear to God, if a tornado were to hit our house and tear the roof off, there'd be nothing I could find because it's all in papers and they're all loose.
What you mean? Mine aren't loose. Like I said, they're in boxes for each year. But, I mean, I've got a copy of every receipt that I've printed out and for every tool or payment I've taken for the last 8 years.
Digitize them by taking a photo of the box.
I have all mine backed up on the computer, so I could get rid of most all of it on that side. But, you know, stuff I've purchased or spent money on, I need to keep that.
Boxes are super, super simple. I buy the software only because, well, I have a habit, but also it makes it even easier for me. They do all the calculating. I mean, heck, they've gotten it down now where I don't take any deductions, so I just need a W-2 and one other statement, that's it.
That's such a large amount to get any deductions. It's hard for a lot of people to get there.
More. I mean, you get such a large deduction, it's what makes it worth it. It's perfect for me. I'd rather have it this way. I'll have the house paid off in the next 6 years, so my annual interest is so low, I wouldn't get anything for it.
My house is paid for already, so I don't get to take any of that. Pretty much any depreciation or anything like that I have to deal with, it's all in the business name, so that's it.
You know, we're going 25 miles an hour out of 40. And why? Because this guy with a pickup truck is driving with a flat tire in the front. God knows why he's not pulling over.
The tire let the air out.
Oh, that tire is throwing tread now. What he's doing, he's ruining his rim is what he's doing.
Traffic for about 45 minutes today on Whitehorse Road. They've got southbound down to one lane right there where 253 crosses, and it was a nightmare.
I just figured out, I think, where all this static's coming from. Every time I pass this area here, which never did it before, I can barely hear the repeater. But the only thing that's changed is they put a billboard up. It must be it's not an electronic one. It's just an old-fashioned one, but the lighting on it must be noisy.
But it's a lot of places around lately. In the last couple of months, they just break the squelch on the repeater or completely wash it out. I mean, you can't hear it at all. But Mike, you be careful out there. I am making the climb up the mountain, so I need to pay attention to what I'm doing, and I'll lose the repeater here shortly anyway, so you be safe. Good to talk to you this afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
Hi, Patrick, KO4HKX, N6CLX, you take care, and I'll talk to you when I can get back from this quick trip, just one night out, and take care driving, N6CLX, I'll be clear as well.